The focus of our readings at this time of the year is on the coming of the Son of Man in judgment and how we disciples should live in the time we've been given. Jesus is giving final instructions to those who have followed him so they will be ready for his death and resurrection. This will also make them ready to develop the foundation for his church. In our second reading today, St. Paul tells us, "You yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober." Reflecting on our scriptures today will help us to live as children of the light. Our Gospels last week, this week, and next week are connected. Jesus and his disciples had been looking at the temple and went to the Mount of Olives to discuss what they had seen. Jesus is aware he will soon be taken into custody and put on trial. He wants to assure his disciples then and now that the kingdom of God is breaking into the world so we can be ready for his return in glory. His instructions also come with this warning: stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. The vigilant waiting that is emphasized in his instruction does not mean an end of ordinary activity and concentration only on what is to come, but a faithful accomplishment of duties at hand. We must be aware that the end for which we must always be ready will entail the great judgment by which our everlasting destiny will be determined. For the second time, St. Matthew uses the word talent in one of his parables. Remember that the Greek talent is a coin worth a lot of money. I would like to suggest we can better appreciate this parable by expanding our interpretation to include talent, time, and treasure. Through our talent, time, and treasure, we express our love for God and our neighbors. St. Gregory addressed our gospel today in these words: "To the one who has, more will be given, and he will have more than enough. Whoever has love receives other gifts as well. Whoever does not have love loses even the gifts he appeared to have received. Hence it is necessary, my friends, that in everything you do, you be vigilant about guarding love. True love is to love your friend in God and your enemy for the sake of God. Whoever does not have this loses every good that he possesses. He is deprived of the talent he received, and according to the Lord's sentence, he is cast into eternal darkness." God has made each of us with unique talent, time, and treasure to share in our lives with family, friends, and neighbors. One of the ways to evaluate how well we are sharing is offered in the Catechism of the Catholic Church in the section discussing the seventh commandment, "You shall not steal." Paragraph 2446 quotes St. Gregory the Great: "When we attend to the needs of those in want, we give them what is theirs, not ours. More than performing works of mercy, we are paying a debt in justice." When we do not invest our talent, time, and treasure in others, we are not acting in justice. Our first reading gives us an example of a person who shows this justice in a rather simple way: the worthy wife. She does whatever is necessary to take care of her family, providing food and clothing. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. At this time of year, we have many opportunities provided for us to do the same. One example that's here this morning is our giving tree in the chapel. The true charm of this woman is her religious spirit. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The word fear used here is not a reference to the fight or flight response. Rather, fear of the Lord means reverential awe and respect toward God, combined with obedience to God's will. Fear of the Lord means I trust God and his love for me. That's why in our psalm response today, we said, "Happy are those who fear the Lord." Contrast this with the words of the third servant: "Out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground." His fear and lack of trust in his master causes him to approach his task hoping to escape punishment rather than being rewarded. Consider again the first servant: the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. His trust in his master enabled him to trade with the talents. Trade means taking risks. The lesson is that we must be confident to take risks, that our mistakes will be forgiven. All love itself means taking risk. We are never more vulnerable than when we give our talent, time, and treasure to another person out of love. The focus of the parable lies upon the behavior of the servants. They are not all expected to produce the same amount of profit. The master recognizes their differing capacities. What he does expect is each one will work energetically and creatively to make a profit appropriate to his capacity. We must use the talent, time, and treasure we have been given actively and productively as signs of our love for God and our neighbors. We must avoid acting like the third servant, thinking that we may get by simply by avoiding sin and giving back to God our minimum effort. Today's parable, emphasizing action and initiative, prepares us to hear about the central part that the works of mercy will have in the final judgment that we will hear in the gospel next week.